sit for longer periods, I experience involuntary jerking and shaking. I can suppress it, but I doubt if this is a good idea. I think sometimes with one, you have to pay attention to what is associated with that at that time, being able to recognize sometimes what the if there is some kind of involuntary jerking, shaking, what precedes that, and then you can start to pay attention to the you know, how we're setting it up, or whether, like, because it'd be involuntarily, but there's certain conditions that are going to trigger or exacerbate. So it's important to pay attention to that. And this is also where the, say, mindfulness of the body is really important right from the get-go, with especially in, say, sitting for longer periods, the mind settling down. It's really important that there's a deep inner relaxation and inner ease, because sometimes that can be a trigger for the body being either jerking or shaking in some way, because there's a certain tension that's kind of deeply held. So that by really paying a lot of attention right from the get-go of relaxing, releasing, softening, being very present in the body, then it helps for the body to be very settled over a long period of time. Okay.